Thank you for calling Medicare.
Please help us evaluate the effectiveness of our IVR application. After completing all transactions, please say survey or press star zero to be connected to our satisfaction survey to provide feedback on today's IVR experience.
For Medicare Part A, say the letter A. For Medicare Part B, say the letter B. Please choose the state that corresponds to your contractor or DDEID. Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland, District of Columbia. Part A menu. For all claim-related questions, say claims. To inquire about a patient's eligibility, benefits, or deductible status, say eligibility. To address your electronic billing needs, such as claim filing, becoming an electronic biller, report interpretation, or other EDI-related questions, say electronic billing. For assistance becoming a Medicare provider or any other enrollment or credentialing-related questions, say provider enrollment. For overlapping claim, enrollment menu. If you are calling concerning an 855, an EFT, a Pecos Web, or any other enrollment application, say forms. For questions about the revalidation of your PTAN, say revalidation. For all other enrollment questions, say other. Please hold while I transfer your call to the next available customer service representative.
Thank you for calling Medicare. Your call may be monitored and or recorded for quality and training purposes.
If you wish to provide feedback on today's experience, please remain on the line at the end of the call to be automatically connected to our satisfaction survey.
Hey, good morning. This is Krunal, and I'm trying to understand whether our new surgery center falls under a Part A provider or Part B.
What type of surgery center?
It's ambulatory surgery center.
So have you looked up the applications to see which one would fit the surgery center? Are you trying to determine based on the codes that you're going to be billing for?
So this is regarding the billing for surgery center, ambulatory surgery center, and I am on a PECOS right now. It gives me an option. For the healthcare services rendered, the first option is institutional provider. The second is clinic, group practice, for example, surgery, ambulatory service suppliers, like that. The third one is DME. The fourth one is Medicare Diabetes.
Oh, for you said that there's an option that says, like, ambulatory surgical center?
It says ambulatory, it's ambulance service supplier. There is no option for the ambulatory surgery center. So is it?
So that would be the same thing.
It is the same thing?
Correct. Once you choose that option, it'll break down the list. Like, is that for organizations like clinic group practice organizations?
Yes, I would like to enroll the facility with Medicare.
Okay, so ambulatory surgical centers can't have Part A enrollment.
Part
A? So it's going
to
have to be Part B. You can't do Part A for ambulatory surgical centers.
Okay, is it because it's an outpatient service only?
So, no, it's because that supplier type is not eligible for Part A enrollment. like okay. to do a Part A application. If you look at the paper 855A application, it'll have a list of the different supplier types. Ambulatory Surgical Center isn't one.
Okay, and is there any documentations or guidelines available?
So if you look at the paper 855B application,
okay.
Under the section 12, required supporting document, it'll have like a list of the different documents that you'll need to supply. And also it has an attachment for Ambulatory Surgical Center for you to answer the questions and supply documentation on.
Okay.
But of course, once you actually start the application, there will be a topic asking, requesting that information from you.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. There is a brief survey at the end of the call if you don't mind completing to give us some feedback. Otherwise, you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.